it's the Island Vibes Morning Show. Friday, Friday, you know what that means. Mini views. You never know who's going to be in studio or on the line. And let me tell y'all, I have a gem on the line with me. I have Miss Crystal Kane. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, hi, hi. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for asking.
Good, good, good. So singer, songwriter, producer, tell us a little bit about yourself. For those who may not know who Crystal Kane is, give us a little tea.
Awesome. Well, I am from Trinidad and Tobago.
Ogu!
Ogu! And, you know, I've been singing all my life. As far as I can remember, from the age of 3, I grew up singing in church, like many singers. My grandmother, she recognized a natural talent in me for tone and harmonies and whatnot, and put me in church choir. So I grew up in junior church, then the adult choir, and all of that. And it just culminated in me wanting to be a singer. I started singing or recording professionally at age 15. And my dream never changed. I never, after making that decision at 7, you know, I'm going to be a singer when I grow up, it never changed. And so here we are today, you know. Like over the years, of course, I've released music and whatnot. I eventually became a traveling artist. And in the interim, I would either go to New York or come back home and do original music. So before this pandemic, that's exactly what I was doing. I took a break in March and I headed across to New York to finish an EP that I was working on. And then I don't have to tell you what happened with the pandemic. And I made that horrible, not horrible decision, but difficult decision to head back home. While I'm home, I'm still staying creative. I'm still releasing music. I'm still performing when and where I can.
Nice. You're not out of the loop then. You're still in the loop. And I love that for you. I did a little research. You know, I like to know my facts. You were a lead singer for the band called Image.
Image and Company. That was back in 2011, 2012, around there.
And then you've also worked with the likes of Marshall Montano. And you even opened up for major acts like John Legend. Talk to me nice. Like, what were those experiences like for you? And how do you think it prepared you for where you are now and for where you're headed?
I always credit Image and Company with helping my onstage presence. Before, I was never really scared to go on stage, but I always would get those little jitterbugs and feel those butterflies and all that. But I would say after that year and a half with Image and Company, I grew, my confidence grew, my stage presence group. And when I felt like I outgrew that, because I wanted to sing other genres, not just soca music. I'm a multi-genre artist, so I do everything.
Yes, we love it. We stan.
Right? I moved on to do my solo act. Marshall featured on one of my songs called Into You. I did a song called Hero with Bungie Garland. I also did a song later on called Catch Me If You Can with Bungie again. He featured on it. I've worked with a few people in the local industry. And how it affected my growth is just, it just kept me constantly growing, constantly evolving, and just, you know, doing me.
As you should, you have the right formula down, man, trust me. We know you have the soca lock. You have songs like Download, Juicy, and we have soca dancehall fusions like Cellophane. That was one of your last releases. But it is very evident that you have such a beautiful voice. Like, you can sing, girl. And your latest release called Someday, it definitely speaks to that. So talk to us about this track and also a little bit about your soulful side.
It's a song about losing someone that you love. It can be interpreted as someone that you may have lost who has passed on, or someone who you are still in love with that you lost. But essentially, it's about loss in terms of love. It was written by Anand Ramnanan in Canada and Dennis Dau. I recorded this song actually back in 2017, I believe. We were supposed to release this like years ago. Now just seemed like the right time to release it. I mean, with what's going on in the world, people have lost their loved ones to COVID, as you know. So it just seemed like a decent time to release Someday. It makes sense.
It does. Everybody can resonate with this in one way, shape, or another. Nothing before its time. So you are as versatile as can be.
All right, let me just finish. Full of talent, and we love that. And you have so much history behind you, so much work that you've put in over the years.
So what can we expect from Crystal Kane in the future?
Yeah, I'm going to continue doing music. Someday, as you know, is out and we're promoting it as much as we can. Lots of people are likening it to, you know, a Disney soundtrack.
Hey, Disney soundtrack slap, okay? Let It Go by Frozen ain't no big song for nothing, so.
That was a compliment, if you ask me, you know?
All right, you are on the right track.
I'm also going to be releasing a new song. It's not out yet, but we're just doing teasers and promo for it right now. It's an inspirational song called I Know. It's featuring Mr. Tempo from Tempo Networks. It's his first time actually taking part and being on the recording. But so that's what we're working on right now. And after that, you can just look out for more music from yours truly.
You are under our radar and we're now taking an eye off of you, okay?
Thanks so much.
No, thank you so much for sitting down with us this morning and just letting us know what you've been going on with and what we can expect from you. As I said, your song Someday is really beautiful, truly a beautiful track, and we look forward to more music from you. And as we say here on the Island Vibes Morning Show every morning, never forget to big up yourself.
Thank you. Big up, big up. Boop, boop, boop.
Yes, just like that. This is